This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. We updated you yesterday about the progress of Oreo, the calf rescued in central Washington over the weekend after he was found covered in snow and ice. But even though Oreo has been nursed back to health and returned to the herd, the business of keeping nearly 1,000 head of cows safe and fed doesn't stop. Ifrata rancher Nick Cobb with CNC Farms took a short break to talk with me.
We're just getting finished up checking cows, checking babies. We're heading back to go get some out of the barn right now to go bring back to moms. Cold 12, 10 last night for the freezing weather again.
Cobb says the cold and snow alone isn't the worst part.
My dad, he feeds all day, and then we check every 2-3 hours, and then by the time that I'm working on draft calves and cows and doctoring calves, as they come into the barn, I'm doctoring them, get them warm, flush them, get their body cord warmed up. And I found one that was frozen this morning. His face was froze to his leg. I picked him up, took him to the barn, gave him some warm colostrum, and he's up and going this morning in the barn, ready to go back to mom.
Cobb says when the weather's like this, it's a 24/7 battle.
As long as we don't get the wind, we're okay. But if we get the wind, boy howdy, those calves, they don't have a chance. We just take them home. If they're alive and breathing, we're taking them home and doing our best to get them going again.
Sadly, Cobb says they've lost several calves during this winter blast, but will keep patrolling the herd until the weather clears.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.